Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
So, why did you go? 'Cause I thought we were doing alright. For you to know, I gave my all, but now you're gone without a word. You told me that you'd walk away. Was it something that I've said, or was it something that I didn't say?
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake struck near Poso, Central Sulawesi on August 17, 2025, injuring 29 people. The National Disaster Agency has taken swift action and coordinated with local authorities to address emergency needs. Residents are urged to follow official updates and avoid unverified information. Indonesia's Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Mukti, in Jakarta on August 17, 2025, praised President Prabowo's commitment to advancing Indonesia's education system. He said facilities, teacher welfare, and training programs will be improved. Student assistance through the Smart Indonesia program will also continue. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Memang kau tadi sisiku, memang kau jauh dariku. Namun selama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu. I believe that we can work it out. 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 Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes it helps a little. Tak berhatiku, tak rindu kau keliru. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. Oh, wow. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. Dan ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu. Dalam hatiku terukir namamu. Jangan kau ragu, takut aku pergi darimu. Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. Oh, no. Oh, jangan kau ragu lagi. Ku kan selalu peduli. Jangan kau takut, ku akan pergi. Karena kau selalu ada di hati. Yeah.
Bersamamu, janganlah kau ragu, kau ada di hatiku.
Aku ini milikmu.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Irama dan tuman musik ini, goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. We can sing together.
let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever. Semangat kita hilangkan prasangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saatnya 1, 2, 3. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patup on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Karena
Voice of Indonesia.
And it was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia on v1news.id and the application RRI Digital. Listener, if you got something to say to the Voice of Indonesia, you can do it right on our application RRI Digital. Below the video or audio player, you can, well, just simply write something below that. And now, I'd like to highlight several unique stuffs coming from Indonesian Independence Day. The first one that is quite viral is when a white dove stays on the head of a troop during the Independence Day ceremony in Central Jakarta. And reported by RRI.co.id, this white bird stays or perch on the hat for several minutes, meaning that the soldier stays silent and, well, the guy still was still on the job and he was not distracted at all by the existence of the bird above his head. And the other thing that also became the highlight is the goodie bags that they got after some people, the public, are joining the ceremony in at the State Palace. Reported to by RRI.co.id. So the people who are coming to the or joining the ceremony, they got to scan a barcode and then they got a lot of souvenirs. And what are the souvenirs? They got a tote bag consisting of, and inside the tote bag they also get a fan, a small pouch, and then also a book about the president Prabowo Subianto. And they also get, well, some of them are also getting a very big umbrella, which makes it quite interesting. And also, not only in the country, the Independence Day was also celebrated out there. For example, in Sydney, they also held it at the Kensington Park, and it was led by Indonesian Consul General in Sydney, Leonard Sondak, and some 600 Indonesian diaspora and citizens also joined in the celebration in the form of the ceremony. And after the ceremony, the celebration became a kind of party where people can enjoy Indonesian cuisines like sate ayam, bakso, nasi rames, and a lot of things. And some traditional, quote-unquote traditional games like sack race. I don't understand the English in this. Imagine a sack of cement or even a sack for a flour or even rice. Yeah, they use that. You get into the sack and then you try to run as fast as possible, or maybe jumping or something like that. That's how the race goes. And also other games like eating what we call kerupuk, or maybe you can imagine a crackers, but it is hanged above you. You cannot use your hands, you can only use your mouth and teeth, of course. And the twist is that it's kind of difficult to eat that because somebody on the other end of the line will be trying to move all the hanged crackers, so that it's kind of difficult for you to eat that. And these games was facilitated by Indonesian Student Association in New South Wales. And not only in Sydney, the celebration was also held amid the hot weather in Tokyo. Some 500 Indonesian citizens from various cities in Japan for the first time joined the flag hoisting ceremony. And it was held by Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo at Sekolah Indonesia Tokyo on August the 17th. And similarly, they also get some games and also some cuisines, and most of these activities were initiated by Indonesian people, but there are also some local Japanese who are interested in the games or maybe playing some Indonesian cultural stuff. And those are the highlights of Indonesian independence celebration, not only in the country but also in Tokyo and in, how do we call it, in Sydney. More from Indonesia is still coming for you, so stay tuned on Edited World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sewangi aroma bunga mawar merah, seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayung, warnanya merayu, seisi dunia merasa dimadu.
Asmara, senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan, berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Apalagi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh. Sendiri ku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh. Namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, tapi tak jua, tapi tak jua, tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku. Mungkin ku tak bisa buatmu lulu, namun kau harus tahu bahwa diriku sungguh-sungguh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu.
Thank you for listening to us by using the application RRI Digital. You can also use the same app to listen all RRI stations across the country, including your playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest news video. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and also live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store. And after this song, you'll be listening to, well, something about Indonesian instrument called Gordang Sambilan. Stay tuned on RRI Web Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yakin inilah anugerah hidup di alam yang merdeka.
Kalau badai datang menghadang, menguji cintaku padanya.
Welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Openuang amak pardenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsattabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotang, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baedamang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you. Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, Gendang Indung as a membranophone, and Gendang Anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. Kang Telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as a idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguwa. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk arts. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are sarune, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cintai. seperti